NATO member Norway admits it cannot defend itself. By Victoria Friedman on April 15, 2019. The head of the Norwegian Armed Forces Operational Headquarters, FOH, has admitted that as a result of failing to upgrade the country's military, Norway would not be able to defend itself in an attack. Speaking to Norway's state broadcaster NRK, Lieutenant General Rune Jacobsen said, "If there is an attack in the classical sense, then we do not have the robustness that is necessary to defend ourselves. The most serious issue is the size of the land," Lieutenant Jen Jacobsen said. "Reactivity, robustness, and endurance in all branches of defense are too low. And to be concrete, the army is too small in relation to the tasks it has and what is expected of Norway and in NATO." Lieutenant Jen Jacobsen said in his assessment that Norway needs two new warships, two new submarines, and a better plan for the transition from old to new materiel in the Air Force. Norway, which shares a land border with Russia, was criticized by U.S. President Donald J. Trump last year for lacking a credible plan to spend 2% of its gross domestic product on defense. Described by President Trump as NATO's eyes and ears in the North, the oil-rich Nordic country spent 1.56% of GDP on defense in 2018, down from 1.61% in 2017. Norwegian Defense Minister Frank Bakke-Jensen told reporters in response to the president's statement that Norway is committed to the 2% goal in NATO and will meet it by 2024. The United States spends the most per GDP on defense at 3.39%, while just six of the remaining 28 NATO members hit the 2% target: the United Kingdom, Estonia, Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland. Germany has come in for particular criticism from President Trump for failing to hit the target for the defense union aimed at protecting Europe from Russia, yet pursues the Nord Stream 2 gas line project with a former Soviet superpower. Saying Germany had become a captive of Russia, President Trump told NATO General Secretary Jens Stoltenberg in July 2018, "The former Chancellor of Germany, Gerhard Schröder, is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas. Germany is totally controlled by Russia. I think it's not appropriate, and it's a very bad thing for NATO." Despite having by far the largest economy in the European Union, Germany spends just 1.23% of GDP on defense. In February, it was revealed that the country was set to miss its own reduced target of 1.5% by 2024, with new military spending plans lowering that target to 1.25% by 2023. German military officials know that the readiness issue is a serious problem. There are no working submarines, for example. They don't have a military that is currently ready, the ambassador had remarked. UK Defence Journal reported in February 2018 that the German Navy was without a single operational submarine after a Type 212A was damaged the previous October, while its Type 125's frigates were also not able to enter operational service. In 2015, it was revealed that only 66 of the German Air Force's Tornado jets were airworthy, while in 2014 the Army was reduced to using broom handles for lack of training rifles during a NATO exercise in Norway.